Fourth and final hour. Darren Donica Chase here on this Friday afternoon. You know what this means on Fridays. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, to get you ready for pick six just around the corner. He's going to give you some winners. He's going to help you this weekend. Lee, how you doing?
Can't complain. Things are going good, just ducking and weaving. I mean, it seems like every 30 minutes someone's walking to my office from Tuesday morning till today and telling me we lost another game for the weekend.
I was going to say, how do you navigate through those waters? It's hard to keep up with the games that are constantly getting postponed or canceled.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but just hoping we come out of this. Hey, football, even with canned in sound, is better than no football.
No doubt about it. And what was strange is the report earlier today that Arizona State, because of their cases, and Herm Edwards, unfortunately, is one of those, that their game with Cal has been canceled. But they're saying if there's more cancellations in the Pac-12, that Cal may still play against somebody who else who lost their game. How odd would that be?
That'd be strange. But, you know, I think they got to do it. You got to roll the punches. I mean, look at what's going on. I wanted to see Coastal Carolina now. You know, they're going to, because of Troy canceling, that game against Liberty, December 5th, if they somehow beat Appalachian State next week, so that's a big game, Coastal Carolina and Appalachian State, but if Coastal Carolina and Liberty are both undefeated, they could be playing for a pretty decent-sized bowl. So I'm also hearing, though, that BYU is trying to schedule Marshall, two undefeated teams, for December 19th, and if not, I'm hearing they're open to maybe, like, let's say, a Georgia team like that. If if they're not playing the conference championship game, playing a top-level opponent so they can win and possibly get into the Final Four.
Well, you did have Coastal Carolina and Troy as one of your games, and that has officially been scratched for this weekend. So let's start with our man Tim Hasselbeck, who joins us every Wednesday on the program. He's going to be on the call, or at least in the booth, doing the color for North Carolina and Wake Forest. What do you think?
Should be a fun game. North Carolina's up and down. How about this? Since the beginning of the year, win-loss, 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 win. So if you follow recent trends, they're probably going to lose against the spread. But I mean, they have talent. The difference is this year, last year they were the hunter. They were the underdog. They would catch teams looking ahead a lot of times. This year, teams are ready for them, and they're gunning for them. And Wake Forest is coming off a bye. They're pesky. They're well-coached. And they'll game plan for this game. They had to play three freshman DBs at Syracuse a couple weeks ago, but it looks like all or most of them will be available here for this game. And Wake Forest, how about this record, 11-4 against the spread as a double-digit ACC underdog. I think North Carolina wins the game 38-30, but I'm taking Wake Forest here in the almost two touchdowns.
All right, in our backyard, so far it looks good. Kentucky and Vanderbilt, the early game on Saturday. Vanderbilt need to going to travel to Lexington, getting somewhere between 17 and 18 points. What do you think?
Did you hear the report? You know, unfortunately, you know, we heard about the Kentucky offensive line coach that passed away, which is horrible. We sent our condolences out to his family, but they also had three other offensive coaches that are in the COVID protocol. Do you hear about that?
Yes, yep. And Stoops kept saying every day, well, this is going on, but we're still gearing up to play on Saturday. He kept having to say that all week.
Well, my question would be, I didn't know they had offensive coaches. They were so bad on offense. So, I'm just kidding there. Thought they were just kind of, you know, like running the show. You ever have that happen where coaches just quit during a season when you're playing like youth league football?
No, but we've learned today that coaches in Knoxville refuse to take pay cuts.
Yeah, it's true. So, no, I actually had a situation. I put on one team. I was lucky. All the kids, you know, growing up through my youth leagues, high school and college, I never played on a losing record team. But I had a 5-5 team where two games before the end of the season, because we were used to winning, there was so much fighting going on, the coaches walked off. And we literally just coached ourselves. So it was quite an experience. So I was wondering, like, what's Kentucky doing here? I mean, their offensive game planning is horrible. They're going to have to push the ball down the field a lot, even if, you know, some of these plays, you know, the passes aren't completed. But Vanderbilt will probably help them. They'll probably turn the ball over. Kentucky, you know, they're allowing just 3.8 yards per carry, 6.5 yards per pass attempt. I think a couple of those takeaways will – will be turned into touchdowns. I like Kentucky here playing for their fallen offensive line coach, 31-10.
Lee Sterling is with us, Paramount Sports. And Lee, I got to give you credit. I was not sure Vanderbilt would be competitive. You went strong with Vanderbilt last week against Mississippi State, part of a really good week you had in your picks with us. So let's stay in the SEC. Darren will be paying very close attention to this. He picked South Carolina as his underdog. They are an 11-point dog against Ole Miss. So tell us what you think.
Is it an underdog with fleas?
Well, we will find out.
We will. So here's what's – I was shocked. I thought South Carolina was going to come to play last week. You know, they're coming off a bye week. No game planning there. They brought nothing. I mean, and now I'm thinking maybe Colin Hill, their quarterback, just can't – he's not good enough against SEC defenses here. They prefer to run the football, but if they fall behind, they're going to have to abandon the run here. And Will Muschamp, I mean – I think it might be time for him to start thinking about his next move if he doesn't win this game. I think Ole Miss has too much offense. Ole Miss 45-21.
All right, and let's go to the only other SEC game going. These are the last three. We have our fingers crossed that they're both still on. But Florida's a big favorite against Arkansas. We know Arkansas impressively knocked off Tennessee, and they continue to be a nice improvement story, but now they're playing the big dogs.
They are without their coach, Sam Pittman, who probably deserves Coach of the Year for the entire nation. He's that good. They've covered every single game, but this might be the perfect trap spot here against Florida. Florida's coming off the Georgia win for the first time in 4 years. Arkansas getting better by the week. I mean, they only lost by 11 to Texas A&M. Last week against Tennessee, they're down 13-0. They didn't even bat an eye. They came back 24 unanswered, win that game, 24-13. Here's the problem for Florida. Kyle Pitts, their star tight end, probably a top 15 pick. Looks like he's probably not going to play in concussion protocol. And Arkansas's DBs, they got 12 interceptions here. I think they're going to slow down the game. I think they're just going to try to get off 58, 60 plays as opposed to 75, 80 in most games. I think Florida wins 40-32, but Arkansas covers.
Lee Sterling is with us. Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com is the website. And Willie mentioned the record, 5-0 last week. Crazy eights. I like the sound of this. Tell us more, Lee.
So it's eight games combined, college and pros. And it's four in college, four in the NFL. I'm so sure I'm going to have a winning record. If I don't have a winning record, and that's 5-3, 6-2, 7-1, or 8-0, 4-4 is not good enough. You'll get the next week for free. So Crazy Eights, eight games, just $88. It's an instant download exclusively, ParamountSports.com. Also have a game of the week. Love a game in the NFL, Cleveland and Houston. You want to get that game? Be one of the first 10 callers. It's the strongest game I've had in the last couple weeks. So you want to call and get the free game or order by calling the office, 800-400-9741. You want to get the Crazy Eights. It's a promotion everyone waits for all year. We had almost 800 buys last year, and everyone was happy. We went 6-2. So Crazy Eights, 8 for $88, ParamountSports.com.
And it's still November. That's
still
also good.
Three more weeks.
Absolutely.
Going to have to come up for a name for December, though.
I bet you can do it.
You got time.
I have faith. Lee,
all right, guys.
Appreciate it as always.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Check it out. You heard it. Crazy Eights, eight games combined, just $88. And you can also call that number, 800-400-9741. He joins us every Friday at 1 o'clock. We have Pick 6 coming up next. But, Darren, give us a word.
I want to talk to you about the major golf tournament that's going on right now, along with pro and college football. Yep, it's going to be no shortage of action for the next 3 days. In DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you right in the middle of all of it. And to celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users, you will be covered up to $100. That's right. You bet. They cover you risk-free on all your Sunday betting up to $100. DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boosts every day of this year's tournament in Augusta, Georgia. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code 1025GAME. When you sign up, you will be insured on your Sunday bets up to $100. That code again, 1025GAME. During sign-up, use that for a limited time. Only a DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 years of age or older. Tennessee only. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com BetOnline.ag/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and needs help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Pick six next.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Brought to you by Blue Note Juke Joints. Smoother than smooth. How smooth will you be with your picks this week? We're about to find out. Or how smooth were we with last week's picks? With that being said, let's find out from Elijah Campbell. First, he's going to give you a Masters leaderboard update. Then we're going to review and find out who was smooth and who wasn't. So, Elijah, take it away.
Hold on one second. Got the music queued up here, of course. So our Masters leaderboard, of course, brought to you by Music City.
You don't have the piano nearby?
See, I was trying to fool you guys with that, and now I blew my cover. So I had this thought that, like, believed that I was playing the piano the entire time. Can't play a little piano, though. But this leaderboard update brought to you by Music City Golf in Belmead, home of all your golfing needs. A little bit of a shakeup at the top. Dustin Johnson still at 8-under, tied for the lead. But Abraham Anser, with a 4-under performance through 16 today, has him at 8-under. Tied for first, Cameron Smith, Justin Thompson, Patrick Cantlay at 7-under. Patrick Cantlay is shooting 5-under today to put him back up inside into contention.
Come on, Patrick. Come on.
Sung J.M. at 7-under. Paul Casey also at 7-under. Phil Mickelson at 2-under on the day to put him at 5-under overall to put him tied for 11th. Tiger Woods set to tee off here in about 15 minutes or so. Vanderbilt, former Vanderbilt Commodore John Augustin, the amateur, at 3-under right now, which puts him at tied for 22. That are some of the other notables. The cut looks to still be at 1-under. Ian Poulter below it still. And that's about one of the only notable names. Down there, Shane Lowry as well. Vijay Singh below the cut line going into Saturday on moving day, if you will. And that has been your Masters Leaderboard Update, brought to you by Music City Golf in Belmead, home of all your golfing needs.
We've got a development. Kelly has been informed his game has been 86th, and he seems to be yet again upset with us. Like we have anything to do with this? What?
He called,
what
did he say? A gym shoe operation?
Yeah, I mean, what? This is out of our
gym
hands.
Shoe operation.
This is out of our hands. Kelly, I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. We're doing the right thing by giving you a chance to pick another game. Do you want us to just stick with Cal? Preferably, I would like for him just to stick with Cal.
I know. That would help us all out.
It really would. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 is how you can get in touch with us, get involved in Pick 6. Of course, a new wrinkle, not this year. It started last year. Huge success. You get in on the phone lines, you get two top-shelf picks. What does that mean if you're hearing this for the first time? You don't understand. Top-shelf, you get double the points. You get 2 points if you top-shelf it instead of the one. Or some of the questions have a designated 2 points on hand for you to pick if you so desire. With that being said, we must first review last week and find out how we did.
All right, another week of pick six. We will start off with number one, Florida and Georgia. Georgia favored by 3.5. Florida came out and was an offensive juggernaut. All three of you going with the Florida Gators. Props to you guys. Tennessee at Arkansas. Tennessee, a slight favorite coming off the bye week, and absolutely laid an egg. Darren and Chase with the points on that. Chase, top shelfing Arkansas, while Willie top shelfing Tennessee. We'll find out that kind of bites him in the rear later on. Number three, Clemson, Notre Dame. No Trevor Lawrence for Clemson. No problem for Notre Dame. Notre Dame winning by 7 in double overtime. That is points for Willie and Chase. Darren getting his first loss of the Pick 6 weekend. The Ravens and the Colts. Well, the Ravens came out, did their thing. Interception or not interception. And Darren top shelfing the Ravens. 2 points for Darren, 1 point for Willie, and 1 point for Chase. And then the Bears and the Titans. Titans favored by 6.5, and they won by 7, if my math is correct, which it rarely is. Darren,
it is,
taking the Bears with the loss on that one. And then,
of course,
Willie, yeah, the team that's won one game against
on
the spread all year long. I was with you on
right
that.
Right on point.
But Chase and Willie going with the Titans. They get the point for that. And then the NASCAR. Who won the championship this weekend? Was it A, Denny Hamlin or Joey Logano, or B, Chase Elliott? And I can't read the other name on here.
Brad Keselowski.
Ah, see, I saw Kessel and I was like, it's not Phil Kessel. But even if it was, B would be correct anyway because Chase Elliott won. Yeah. That is a point for Willie and not a point for Chase and Darren. So after all of that, Chase with 6 points on the week. Puts his lead up a little further as he has 36. Willie's 5 points, loses a game on Chase with only 34. And then Darren's 4 points keeps him at the caboose with 28 overall. And that is your Pick Six update.
Tennessee kept me from perfection. I had perfection with Tennessee, like the second half.
Yeah, NASCAR.
That could have been a max. Could have been a max effort.
How about that? I missed my sport. I'm glad Chase Elliott won. I like Chase Elliott, but I didn't think he would. I thought it was Hamlin or Logano.
All right. What do we got?
Number one,
Vandy, Kentucky. 11 a.m. kickoff tomorrow. How many points will Vanderbilt score against Kentucky? Is it A, 17 or fewer, or B, 18 or more? How many points will Vanderbilt score against Kentucky? They've had one game. Their highest output is 21 this year. That's against Ole Miss. 17 or fewer, 18 or more. Willie?
They will go 17 or fewer.
17 or fewer for Willie. Chase?
I will say they'll go 18 or more.
Okay.
I picked them in underdogs. I gotta stick with it.
I'm going to go 17 or fewer.
Kentucky plays, they're one of the few teams that sort of plays the low-scoring game. And Vanderbilt seems to have trouble scoring against even teams that play up-tempo, so... If Vanderbilt's going to win, I think it's going to be 17-14 kind of thing.
Well, if you just heard Lee Sterling, he had high praise for the Kentucky offense, or not.
But Kentucky has not had a good offense in years, but they figure out a way to scrape by, largely because they play close to the vest, they try not to turn it over, they run it, they play good defense. It's worked for them, right? They've had trouble getting to the next level, but they've got a formula.
Well, they'll have to put some points on the board because they're favored by 17 or 18, depending on where you look. So we shall see. All right.
They beat Mississippi State 24-2, and Vanderbilt was right there with Mississippi State after falling behind 17-0. You almost could make the argument they should have won the game. Like two less turnovers, maybe even one less turnover, and it might have been enough. But Kentucky, I think, is considerably better than Mississippi State.
Number two,
Florida and Arkansas. How many passing yards will Kyle Trask have against the Hogs? A, 350 or less. B, 351 or more. Willie.
What does he average?
Well, I had it earlier, and I knew you would ask. Thanks. Glad that I...
Well, usually you're ready for this. I'm surprised.
Well, I...
Okay, so here is his game by game. This is what he's passed for. Let's see. What order is this in? Ole Miss, to start the year, 416. South Carolina, 268. A&M, 312. Missouri, 345. Georgia, 474. So he's averaging, five games, 1,800 yards.
1,815 divided by
five. Right around his average. So he's averaging right around 350. 22 touchdowns, three interceptions.
Isn't that weird? I came up with that number.
Well, that's why I asked you. I thought you would be right in there, that you'd have it. Boy, it's going to be.
His average is 363.
Yeah.
For the season.
Arkansas, pretty good. I'll say over.
You'll say over.
I'll say over.
Chase, what say you?
I'll say over. And that's my top shelf.
I'll go under. I'll go 350 or less.
Number three.
Wisconsin and Michigan. Who wins? No point spread. But here's the catch. If you pick Wisconsin, it's in the big house. It's in Ann Arbor. The line is 4, 4.5. If you take Wisconsin, no points. Just straight up who's going to win. You get a point. If you take Michigan, you get 2 points. Michigan, by the way, if they lose this game, will be 1-3 on the season. And we'll also need from the listeners the game total. Chase.
Yeah, I have made a vow I will not pick any of the big schools from Michigan, so I will go Wisconsin.
You're saying you've had no luck with Michigan schools?
I have, yeah, no. The smaller Michigan schools I still have some faith in, but Michigan or Michigan State, no.
So Willie.
I'll take Wisco.
Well, you know me. I like the opportunity to grab an extra point. Now, let me ask this for listeners that want to take this as the top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
If I take this top shelf, I would get a maximum of 3?
Correct.
Okay, just to clarify.
Yep.
I'm absolutely taking Michigan for the 2 points. Are you kidding me? It's an easy one.
Oh, really? Have you watched Michigan this year? Clearly you have not watched them this year.
They played pretty well in the first game.
Against Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you watch the next two?
When's the last? Wisconsin's had a few things happen since they last took the field. Are you sure they're that good?
They're ranked.
I'll take Michigan top shelf. I think this is a 3-point play. I'm taking the 3 out of the corner. It's going to be all net.
Okay. I think Jim Harbaugh is feeling a lot of heat, and I mean a lot of heat. I don't know what that means, but he's feeling it. He just lost. He got smoked by Indiana. They are never in the game. I don't think they're good at all. Wisconsin's the better team, but I think you're going to get a really, really desperate Michigan team. So I'll take a chance. This is not an endorsement on Michigan because I think they're good. Because I don't think they're good. I think they're going to be really desperate, and I'm going to take a chance, and I'll take Michigan.
Okay.
Number five.
Number four.
Number four.
Thank you.
Deep voice guy can't count.
On to Sunday.
He's on the blue note.
All right.
Will at least one of these teams win? The Patriots, who are at home hosting the Ravens. The Bengals, who are in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. And the Texans, who are in Cleveland to take on the Browns. Will at least one of these teams win outright? No spread. If you say yes, 2 points. No, a point. Patriots, Bengals, Texans. Will one of them win? Chase.
You know what? I will take a gamble on the 2 points and say yes.
Who do you think has the best shot?
Probably the Texans.
Okay. Willie.
Who are you asking? Definitely yes. Give you the 2 points.
I'm going to go no.
Number five.
Big matchup. Chargers, Dolphins. Can Tua start off 3-0 as the starting quarterback for the Dolphins? There's been a resurgence in Miami under the tutelage of Tua. Justin Herbert and the Chargers get it done offense. They can't stop anybody. Justin Herbert may be the rookie of the year. Who passes for more yards in this game, Justin Herbert or Tua? If you take Tua, you get 2 points. You only get a point if you take Herbert. Herbert's stats are pretty eye-popping. Tua's stats, they haven't really relied on him to sling the ball around. It's been more about their defense has picked it up, their special teams, been running some. But it hasn't been on the arm of Tua. Justin Herbert, it's absolutely on his arm. He is slinging it all over the place. So if you go Herbert, it's a point. If you go Tua, it's two. I will go the safe route, and I will go Herbert. Chase.
I will, too, go with the numbers, and I will go Herbert.
Tua for two.
Tua for two.
Tua for two.
It's going to be a big week for Willie.
And finally, who wins the Masters? I've got a list of 26 guys for Category A and a list of 32 for Category B. No, I'm kidding. That's not what we're going to do. This is going to be fun because I've looked at the leaderboard all day, and it's a pretty good mix of what I'm about to tell you we're going to do. A category is the last name, letters between A and M, M as in Mike. B, last name, letter starts with either N through what through Z. Right now, there's a tie. An A is atop the leaderboard, followed by S, J, W, F, T. You get it? See, right now, the top six, it's a split. Three and three, and it basically goes that way on down. So it's going to be fun. It's obviously a calculated guess, unless you really like somebody a whole lot, and then you probably go with that category. So with that being said, I think I'm going to take, since I'm an M, I will take A through M. Chase.
I'm going to go A through M as well.
Okay. Willie.
Wow. This is why I wish I had more time to really look at this and study.
Get
because
the folders out.
We don't even know who's going to make the cut at this point. I'll bet you some odds makers could really have fun with this and break down who's got the advantage. But I will take A through M.
Oh, we all three take A through M. Okay. Chase needs your top shelf.
I give it to you already.
He did?
Yep. So Willie took Michigan. You took?
Trask.
Trask, yep.
You took Trask.
I did. Over.
I will go top shelf, Vandy, 17 or fewer. That'll be my top shelf. Okay, we will come back and we will get you involved. 615-737-1025. That's how you can get in touch with us. You get in on the phone lines, you get two top shelf picks. That's how it works. If you're unable to do that, you can still play along thegamenashville.com, but you will only get one top shelf. So we will come back and do your phone calls next. Pick six time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Alex Trebek, the man, back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Brought to you by Blue Note Juke Joint. Smoother than smooth. Pick six time. 615-737-1025. Let's go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And let's start things off with Jeremy. You're up first. Welcome into Pick Six.
Cool. Afternoon, fellas.
All right, Jeremy. Let's start off with this one. Vanderbilt struggles to score. Kentucky also struggles to score, but they play pretty good defense. The question is, will Vanderbilt have over or under 17.5 points against the Wildcats?
A, 17 or fewer.
17 or fewer, yes. That is choice A. Kyle Trask, passing yards against Arkansas. He averages over 350, but we're drawing the line at 350. A is 350 or less. B, 351 or more.
I'm going to go A, 350 or less.
Okay. We go to the Big Ten. Wisconsin, impressive in their opener, then hasn't played for 3 weeks. Michigan, impressive in their opener, and then has looked terrible since then. Wisconsin is about a 4.5-point favorite. Are you taking straight up Wisconsin or Michigan? If you take the underdog Michigan, you get a bonus point.
I'm going to go with Michigan because it's basically do or die for Jim Harbaugh. If he loses, he might be fired after the game.
So you think the Wolverines will respond? You're going for two, and we need your
yes.
game total for this one.
Let's go 57.
All right. We're giving you three underdogs in the NFL. We've played this game before. This is fun. This week, Patriots, Bengals, and Texans are your three teams. Will one of them pull off the win? If you say yes, you get an extra point. You would get two.
Yes, I think the Bengals and the Texans are going to win.
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
So you say yes for two. All right. Number five, who passes for more yards in the Chargers-Dolphins game? Is it Justin Herbert or Tua Tagovailoa? And if you say Tua, you get the bonus point because Herbert averages way more yards.
Is that game in Miami?
It is.
Okay. Let's go Tua.
Tua for two.
Tua
all right.
for Tua.
And finally, who wins the Masters? Somebody with the last name of A through M, that's choice A, or choice B, somebody with the last name of N through Z?
I'm going to go A through M because I think it's going to be Dustin Johnson.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
Do we have all of his top shelves?
No.
No. First top shelf, let's go with yes, that one of those three teams will win, NFL team.
Okay.
And the second one, let's go with who wins the Masters, A through M.
Okay.
All right.
Jeremy, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right. Same to y'all. Thanks, folks.
615. Somebody could get double digits in this thing.
Oh, yeah. This could be a big week.
Sure. Could be a big score.
This probably has to be a record for the most points available.
It is. I mean, you know, look, we don't have a Titans game. UT, A&M got postponed. There's been a ton of postponements or canceled games in college. It's not attractive. And quite honestly, like these categories, when you get rewarded, you know, they're not supposed to happen, but it'll be interesting to see if some of these come through. I mean, Michigan is the underdog.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep talking. I just love how you're saying this. You're throwing this out there, Dan.
Justin
but
Herbert
we know,
has been throwing
we
for
know
like
the
340
real
a week.
We know why you've done this.
Not really, no. Actually, I only took one game. I took Michigan. That's it. I took the safe route.
No, but we know why you've done this. You're behind. And you make the questions, and you're like, I might need a couple extra points this week. Might need a couple extra points.
But to his credit,
I'm not taking the bait. You're the one who's taking the bait.
I always take the bait.
Well, right. Now,
but if
Darren,
you win,
you know
I'm in trouble.
Right. It's a gamble either way. But I mean, you know, I can Willie. Your point is that you think that he's done this because he knows you're going to take the bait, and you get no points when you're trying to go for two. Is that what you mean?
No, he's actually thinking I'm doing it so I can take the two-point games to rack up more
points.
But
you've only
done
one.
And I'm not
one.
Taking them, yeah. I'm taking the safe route. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Adam. You're up next. You're on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hey, buddy.
All right, Adam. Vanderbilt, over, under, 17.5 points against Kentucky.
I'm going to go under, way, way under.
You're going way, way under. All right. Kyle Trask, passing yards against Arkansas. 350 or less, 351 or more.
Let's go under there, man. I think they run away with it, and he doesn't have to do that.
Okay. Wisconsin against Michigan. Who wins straight up? If you take Michigan, the home dog, you get two.
It's Wisconsin.
You're going Wisconsin, and we need a game total.
40 points.
All right. We're giving you the three underdogs in the NFL, and we want to know, does one of them win, yes or no? Patriots, Bengals, Texans. If you say yes, you get a bonus point.
I'm going to say yes, and I think it's the Cincinnati Bengals. I think Pittsburgh's phony baloney, man. They're the worst ever 8-0 football team, so I'm going
phony?
Bengals.
They're not going 16-0.
Worst ever?
I can't agree with that, Adam.
Wow.
Phony baloney.
Wow, phony baloney.
They ain't played nobody, including Tennessee. They ain't played nobody.
All right. Interesting. I did see an article that they did a statistical, this is one of those analytic things, they did say that they felt like the Bills and the Steelers have outperformed. Their record is better than their numbers, basically, and they will come back to the pack is the theory. We'll see if they're right. Who passes for more yards, Justin Herbert or Tua Tagovailoa?
I'm going to go Justin Herbert.
All right, Herbert for one, as opposed to Tua for two. And then who wins the Masters, a last name of A through M or a last name of N through Z?
I'm going to go N through Z. It's probably not going to happen, but I'm just – he's in there, and I'm really hoping that he makes another run and makes it exciting for us. So.
Who that would be? Eldrick?
The only guy anybody watches that's not golf fans, man. I'm really pulling for him.
Okay. Eldrick. All right. That's choice N through Z.
It is.
I'm going to rule out a guy with the last name of X in there. Are there any?
Well, there's a guy with first name that's way up the top of the leaderboard, but that's – but he's an S.
Xander,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he would, but he, but I don't know, I don't, he would think still be in the same group. But there's no X's, there's no Z's. Is there any Z's?
Don't believe so. There's W's. Jazz. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of W's.
Yep.
A lot of W's.
If your name is Van Ruyen, is that a V or an R? Eric Van Ruyen, he withdrew, so it doesn't really matter. But I'm just asking. What about Rafael Cabrera Bello? Is that a C or a B?
Adam, did you give us your top shelf?
No. I want a double top shelf, but Chase, you got to pick it again, man. We're 1-0 since.
Oh, okay, Chase, a lot of responsibility.
I will go double top shelf for Herbert.
Nice, I like it.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
The thing is, does Chase privately want him to win or lose?
I like Adam.
He likes Adam. Okay, just
why would he root against him? He's wanting him to make his picks. He needs to look good.
Adam is exactly, because you just, I like having that responsibility, and Adam is a loyal listener. So
I just didn't know if you had like a secret vendetta against Adam. I don't know what happens when we leave here. You know, and go off. Maybe Adam did you wrong or anything. Yeah, Chase, you don't seem like that type. You're right.
No, I'm not.
But you never know if you have a secret life or anything.
What is happening?
This segment.
The secret life of Chase
McCabe.
We're
looking for Z's and X's. And now what
do you think? I have like a secret wife and kids somewhere?
Hey, okay, fine. You want me to just read this list? Do you want choice A or choice B? do we want to have some fun or what? Let's go.
Hey, guys, I've known you for almost 10 years. This is Patricia, my wife, my two kids.
Going full Bartolo cologne on us.
Patricia, where did I get that from?
Oh, boy. Let's go to Mark. Please, Mark, get us out of this. Welcome into Pick 6.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
All right, Mark. Vanderbilt, over or under 17.5 points scored against Kentucky?
I'm going to say under.
Under. Does anybody take over? Chase, you took over, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I don't think any of the callers have. All right, Kyle Trask, over under 350.5 passing yards.
I'm going to say over.
All right, over, so that's choice B, 351 or more. Wisconsin, Michigan, who you like? Straight up.
Wisconsin, and then 45 points.
45 points, Wisconsin for 1 point. Will one of the underdogs win amongst these three teams, Pats, Bengals, or Texans?
I'm going to say yes.
You say yes, and that would give you two if that happens. Who passes for more yards, Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa?
Tua.
Tua going for two. And finally, who wins the Masters? Last name A through M or last name N through Z?
A through M.
A through M.
I'm going to let one of y'all take do a top shelf for me, two top shelf, whatever y'all.
Ooh, okay. Oh, okay.
The theme continues. I like it.
The responsibility.
Celebrity shots.
Willie, you want to have at it for Mark?
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
How about
Mark,
you take
another
one, I'll take one. You take
okay,
one,
that's
I'll
good.
Take one.
Let's spread the wealth, because Mark is a loyal listener. It's a lot of responsibility.
Let's see if we can help him out. All right,
what
do you got?
He loves to play this game. I will take. Well, I'll put my money where my mouth is. I went with Michigan top shelf, so I'll back that up.
Well, I thought he took Wisconsin.
Oh, that's right. I guess I have to go with one of his things, right?
No, he said guys, top shelf. You can't change his pick.
No, you're right. I can't change his pick.
Six more minutes. We can do this. I feel it.
That's a
I
good
know
call.
We can make
that's
it.
A good call. I can't do that. All right. I'll back him. I'll go Vanderbilt 17 or fewer.
Mark, you took last names A through M, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. No, let's top shelf that for Mark. All right, Mark.
I hope appreciate
you,
it.
Yep, I hope you do well. I don't know if we helped you or not.
Good luck, Mark.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. All right, we'll get the rest of you off the air. You will be locked in via our phone lines. You will get two top shelf picks. Right now I want to talk to you about my friends at Cool Springs MD. Yep, they're my friends because I've been going there for years, and they've been helping me for years, like they've been helping a lot of you in this area for years. They've been around in Middle Tennessee since 2007. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, his wife Daphne, that's the board-certified physician, and the nurse and their experienced staff, they want to improve your quality of life. And I hope you want that like I do, especially as we all get older, right? Things start breaking down. Things start happening, and you need to address them, whether it's your immune system or your energy levels, your cognitive function. Maybe that's been going on. You'd like to help that, get that better. Talk to them about hormone replacement therapy. Maybe you've just been feeling really off and not yourself. Well, they can help you get going in the right direction. Face and body rejuvenation is something that's vitally important to people as we get older, especially weight loss management should always be important, but especially in 2020. Get it. You've been out of your routine. You just haven't been able to get back into it. You've probably tacked on some unwanted pounds. Well, they got programs and people that can get you going in the right direction ASAP. If you need to schedule an appointment or consultation, dial this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can always learn everything about them by going to their website, coolspringsmd.com. All right, when you hear Dave on Fridays, around the third and headed home. Fun show. It's hard to say that about a 34-17 loss on Thursday Night Football, but we've tried to touch on the things that need to be discussed. There's still a lot more. It's probably going to be a very long week next week for the Titans as they get ready for the Ravens. Of course, the Ravens will be in New England to take on the Patriots, but I'd be very curious to see if anything happens over the weekend. Do they make any moves? I suspect there's going to be moves. I mean, obviously, stating the obvious, Trevor Daniel will not be the punter anymore. That experiment is over. Do they go back to Ryan Allen until Brett Kern comes back, or do they bring somebody else in? I mean, I don't know. Does that mean that they don't have any faith in Ryan Allen if he somehow got beat out in a short week, work week, by Trevor Daniel?
I'll go back real quick to something that you said earlier of, okay, who makes that decision? You say, well, it's on the head coach. And I agree, yeah, he's got the final word. But if Aukerman is the one doing the evaluating and he's the one saying, yeah, Mike, let's go with Daniel, he's better, then I think that factors in too. If he's the one that's saying that Trevor Daniel won that battle. But I think they have to go back to Allen.
I just hope they only have to do this one more game.
Yeah.
And they get Kern back. Let's just hope.
Steven Gostkowski. I mean, are they going to be bringing in kickers? Is there a move to be made there?
They'll be bringing in kickers.
I think so. I just think there's going to be activity over the weekend. I just feel like we're going to be talking about that. Willie, real quick before we get out of here, you've got some Jimmy Shapiro odds on something that involves our city?
Yes. Well, it might. I will ask you guys. They did put out some odds. We've talked about the Raptors and their dilemma. They don't believe they'll be able to play in Toronto. So Jimmy Shapiro, as he always is apt to do, has props on just about everywhere. They have, will they play their home opener in Toronto? Yes or no? Yes, plus 275. No, minus 450. So heavily favored, they won't play in Toronto. the cities, the favorite city outside of Toronto that they would play their home opener.
We need to hurry up. What is it?
Buffalo, 5-2. Okay. Nashville is second at 3-1. Vegas third. Vegas third. That makes no sense. They're in the Eastern Conference. New Jersey fourth. That makes geographic sense. Seattle, which obviously is a former NBA city, is fifth. Tampa Bay sixth. But Nashville at 3-1 odds to host the Raptors.
So where the Blue Jays went is the favorite. Back to Buffalo. Maybe for the Raptors, or is it Nashville? That'll do it for our show today. You have an awesome weekend. Enjoy the weather. Be safe. We want you back with us next week on Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.